This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srivastava with the news, the headlines first. 120 political parties submit applications for party registration for March 5th House of Representatives elections. Two factions of non-resident Nepali Association unite with an agreement to hold general convention within 6 months. Prime Minister Karki calls on NRNA to contribute to Nepal's development and progress. Rashtriya Swatantra Party and Vivekshil Saza Party unite claiming to further strengthen campaign for alternative politics. And death toll from Indonesia flooding rises to 442. Now the news in detail. A total of 120 political parties have submitted applications for party registration for the upcoming House of Representatives election to be held on the 5th of March. According to the Commission's Joint Secretary, Yagya Prasad Bhattrai, 14 political parties submitted applications within the additional 4-day period granted for party registration up to today. The Commission said after reviewing the applications received, election symbols will be provided to the parties on the 6th of December. The number of parties currently registered with the Election Commission has reached 143. For the purpose of the National Assembly election scheduled for the 25th of January, the Commission has reported that applications have been received from 13 political parties. An agreement was signed today to unify the two factions within the non-resident Nepali Association NRNA, a document formalizing the comprehensive unification between the group led by Dr. Badri Kesi, who was elected executive committee chair through the NRNA 11th General Convention, and the group led by Mahesh Shrestha, elected chair by the Unity General Convention, was signed today at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Simhadarwar. Prime Minister Sushila Karki and the Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Jagadish Kharel, witnessed the agreement signing ceremony. A 10-point agreement has been signed, including a commitment to hold the 12th General Convention within the next 6 months. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Karki has expressed the confidence that the unity declaration of the non-resident Nepali Association NRNA will prove to be a milestone. Addressing the NRNA International Committee Unity Declaration Program at her office, Prime Minister Karki called on the NRNA to understand the non-resident Nepalese interests and needs and to contribute to Nepal's development and progress with a sense of being Nepali wherever they are. On the occasion, the Communications Minister Kharel emphasized the need to uphold the agreement, saying that unity, not division, is essential for progress. He urged the NRNA leadership to rise above partisan interests and contribute to Nepal's economic growth. The Rashtriya Swatantra Party RSP and the Vivekshil Saza Party have united. The top leaders of both parties officially signed the unity declaration amidst a program organized at the City Hall in Kathmandu today. Acting Party President Dol Prasad Aryal and Vice President and Coordinator of the High Level Dialogue Committee, Dr. Swarnim Wagle from the RSP, and Chairperson Samiksha Baskota and Vice Chairman and Coordinator of the Political Dialogue Committee, Prakash Chandra Pariyar from the Vivekshil Party, signed a unity agreement. The top leaders stated that unity will be important to further strengthen the campaign for alternative politics, transparency and good governance. They also reached a 5-point agreement on the occasion. The vice chairman of the negotiation committee, Shishir Khanal, said after the merger, the party's name will be Rashtriya Swatantra Party and the election symbol will be a bell. The government has stepped up preparations for the country's graduation from least developed country LDC status to developing country status scheduled for November 2026. The 16th national plan has linked the graduation process with all major development sectors aiming for a smooth and sustainable transition. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs is leading efforts to mobilize international support for the post-graduation phase. Upon graduation, Nepal will gradually lose several international concessions available to LDCs. The government plans to strengthen domestic financing and competitiveness to manage the impact. Foreign Secretary Amrit Bahadur Rai has participated in the 16th Nepal-EU Joint Commission meeting in Belgium, where development cooperation was reviewed. He will also attend a high-level global meeting on LDC graduation in Doha from the 2nd of December. EU Ambassador to Nepal, Veronique Lorenzo, has said the European Union will continue its support to Nepal for at least the next 3 years after graduation. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Internet masak kardos.
Data voice SMS.
नेपाल टेलिकमको सहुलियत दरका प्याकेजहरू खरिद गर्न *1415# ह्यास टाइल गर्नुहोस्।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. A recent data shows that only 77% of the estimated total people living with HIV, PLHIV in Nepal is on antiretroviral ARV treatment. According to the latest statistics released by the National AIDS and STD Control Center on the eve of the World AIDS Day today, 1.7 individuals are confirmed to be infected with HIV in Nepal every day. Similarly, it is estimated that 34,337 people in Nepal will be infected with HIV by the end of 2024. The adult population has an infection prevalence rate of 0.13%. The government is currently providing free antiretroviral treatment from 96 ART centers across 64 districts. Now a sports update. Kathmandu Gorkhas have defeated Karnali Yaks by 5 wickets in today's match of the Nepal Premier League NPL Season 2. Kathmandu chased the target of 150 runs in 18 overs at a loss of 5 wickets in TU International Cricket Stadium this evening. Earlier, Karnali scored 149 runs in 20 overs at a loss of 7 wickets. Now Chitwan Rhinos will compete against Janakpur Bolts and Karnali Yaks will play against Pokhara Avengers on Tuesday. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. The death toll from flooding and landslides on Indonesia's Sumatra Island has risen dramatically to 442, officials say. According to the BBC, the total passed 300 earlier on Sunday, with evacuation efforts underway, major roads cut off, and internet and electricity only partially restored. Monsoons exacerbated by tropical storms have caused some of the worst flooding in years across Southeast Asia. Hundreds are dead and missing in Malaysia and Thailand as well, with millions affected across the region. The official death toll in Thailand currently sits at 170, with 2 deaths reported in Malaysia's northern perilous state. Elsewhere, there have been nearly 160 deaths in Sri Lanka due to a bout of particularly extreme weather that has caused flooding and mudslides. An exceptionally rare tropical storm named Cyclone Senyar caused catastrophic landslides and flooding in Indonesia, with homes swept away and thousands of buildings submerged. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has submitted a request for a pardon to the country's President Isaac Herzog. According to the BBC, the President's office said Herzog would receive opinions from justice officials before considering the extraordinary request, which carries with it significant implications. Netanyahu has been standing trial for the past 5 years on charges of bribery, fraud, and breach of trust in connection with 3 separate cases. He denies any wrongdoing. In a video message, he said he would have preferred to see the process to the end, but national interest demanded otherwise. Early this month, U.S. President Donald Trump urged Herzog to fully pardon the Prime Minister. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy throughout the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. 120 political parties submit applications for party registration for March 5th House of Representatives elections. 2 factions of non-resident Nepali Association unite with an agreement to hold general convention within 6 months. Prime Minister Karki calls on NRNA to contribute to Nepal's development and progress. Rashtriya Swatantra Party and Vivekshil Saza Party unite, claiming to further strengthen campaign for alternative politics. And death toll from Indonesia flooding rises to 442. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.